Nsellem semija kolla da Campus 103.7 jiena u l-Fritken li nistedinkom għal-programm ieħor mis-sensiela Riċerkaturi. F'dan il-programm niltaqgħu ma' akkademiċi mill-Università ta' Malta u magħhom nitkellmu dwar ir-riċerka li kienu għaddejjin biha. Miegħi fl-istudio għandi Dr. John Betts li miegħu għandu wkoll nistiedna nitkellmu magħha aktar tard. Dr. John Betts ġej mid-Dipartiment ta' Klassiċi u Arkeoloġija. Nsellim lek, John.
Nsellim lek, Wilfredo, nsemma l-semmija kolla u kolla. Nsellim lek.
John, inti mux dejjem kont fl-arkeologija, ti naftit background tijek, naftit inġinier.
Eżattament. Jena kont bdejt, kont studijajt l-inġinierija, l-inġinierija mekkanika, biex nkunu preċiżi, ħdimċi snin fl-industrija, mbagħad kont naqat mal-fakultà tal-inġinierija. U kont fil-Dipartiment tal-Materjali, għamilt il-dottorat hemmhekk u riċerka tiegħi kienet fuq materjali proċessati bl-użu tal-laser. Materjali moderni, materjali adattati għal bżonnijiet kurrenti. Fl-2015, però, mbagħad kont imxejt lejn il-Dipartiment tal-Klassiċi.
Però qabel ma mxejt, kont dekan.
Kont id-dekan tal-fakultà wkoll. Ġifieri l-erba' snin?
Kont fajt l-ankri fil-inġinerija, però imbagħad għamilt din il-bidla x'waslek biex għamilta.
Kont fajt l-ankri u kont irġajt lajthom. Fis-sens, naħseb kultant żmien ikun hemm bżonn nara ta' bidla u bidla tajba wkoll. U jiena kont diġà kelli xi kuntatti mad-Dipartiment tal-Klassiċi u l-Arkeoloġija, kont nagħti xi lezzjonijiet fuq titjir mill-ajr u l-użu ta' ritratti mill-ajru, ritratti minn satelliti, kif ukoll l-analiżi tal-materjali li kienet propju il-tema tar-riċerka tiegħi fl-inġinjerija. Meta mbagħad mort biħġari biex ngħidu hekk fil-Dipartiment tal-Klassiċi u l-Arkeoloġija, jiena bqajt nistħarreġ fuq il-materjali u minflok materjali moderni li ftuq materjali li huma ħafna iktar antiki, f'mod partikolari fuq il-fuħħar.
U nixtieq nitkellmu daqsxejn fuq il-fuħħar. Għaliex meta nitkellmu fuq arkeoloġija, ħafna drabi tiġina din l-immaġni ta' arkeologi qed jaħdmu on-site. Fuq siti tagħhom u jiġbru biċċiet ta' jew ornamenti jew kontenituri li xi darba kienu jiffurmaw parti minn dawn l-affarijiet. X'inhi l-importanza tal-fuħħar anke meta jkunu biċċiet li mhux ħaġa sħiħa?
Sawa. Mela, il-fuħħar l-ewwel nett huwa importanti għaliex huwa l-iktar materjal li nsibu fuq siti arkeoloġiċi u anke f'inħawi oħra anke f'għeliex kultant, huwa materjal reżistenti ħafna li tinstema' stramba għax aħna l-fuħħar nħuh bħala xi ħaġa li tinkisel li titfarrak u narmuha. Imma fir-realtà l-materjal innifsu jibqa' fil-ħamrija, jibqa' taħt l-art u jibqa' intatt f'kundizzjonijiet li huma bħala regola tajbin. Allura qed naraw materjal li jkun kważi kif kien fi żmien meta dan inħadem. Sew jekk huwa materjal mill-Medjuevu, sew jekk huwa materjal Roman, sew jekk huwa materjal mill-Neolitiku mill-eqdem żminijiet li nafu fil-Gżejjer Maltin tagħna. U għalhekk huwa importanti ħafna għaliex qegħdin naraw xi ħaġa li għadha qrib ħafna mill-inqas ta' kif kienet meta din kienet qiegħda tintuża meta din ġiet iffabrikata. U minħabba f'hekk aħna nistgħu nibdew nifhmu xi ħaġa dwar dawn in-nies li kienu jużaw jew li kienu jagħmlu dawn l-oġġetti. L-użu tagħhom, mill-forom tagħhom, mill-apparenza, mid-dekorazzjoni. Mbagħad meta naraw il-materjal innifsu l-partijiet anki l-frag żgħar imkissrin, nibdew nifhmu dawn kif irnexxielhom isawru dawn il-prodotti, x'kienu jużaw, jekk il-materjal kien xi jiġi minn Malta, jekk kienu xi ġibuh minn barra, minn Malta u ħwejjeġ simili.
Ġieri il-fuħħar illi ġieli tkun għaddej kif qed inti anke fil-kampanja u tiltaqa' ma' biċċa fuħħar, taf ikun fiha storja, indikazzjoni ta' storja ta' minn fejn ġiet, ta' għaxix kienet tintuża, ġifieri minkejja li tidher kważi biċċa xi ħaġa innoċenti, hemmhekk intom taqraw ħafna iktar fiha, mhux sempliċiment il-materjal li intuża u forsi l-epoka, jista' jkun hemm ħafna tal-informazzjoni.
Esattament, qed naraw il-materjali li intażlu, għalfejn intażlu, kif ġi maħdum il-materjal, għaliex intażlu ċertu affarijiet, u nistgħu nibdew ukoll inqablu metodi minn postijiet differenti, minn materjali li nstabu f'postijiet differenti, u nibdew nifhmu iktar ukoll kif imxiet din is-sena, kif ġiet żviluppata din is-sena u kif marret minn post għal ieħor. Ukoll.
John, fil-bidu ta' program qed l-inti għandek miegħek illum ukoll mistiedna. Nixtieqek tintroduċiha inti u tgħid għaliex ħassejt li ħalla tkun hawn f'din id-diskussjoni u r-rwol tagħha anke fil-riċerka tagħkom.
Tajjeb, mela l-mistiedna tagħna hija riċerkatriċi ukoll Emma Richard Tremo li hija Franċiża. Li studjat l-Iskozja, mbagħad kienet ġiet ftit u Malta u ġbaxxol mill-lieder u mbagħad impjegajnija bħala riċerkatriċi. U ġiet taħdem hawnhekk fuq il-fuħħar ukoll. U hi kienet ġabet il-masters mill-università fuq riċerka propju fuq il-fuħħar u għamlet proġett kważi komplut. Jiġifieri hi mill-punt tal-vista ta' arkeologa. Għalma jiena mill-punt tal-vista ta' inġinier imxejna f'mod interdisciplinari u tnejn ħdimna fuq dan il-proġett ta' riċerka fuq materjali rumani f'dan il-każ partikolari.
So welcome Emma, on the program. Give us a bit of background about the research that you are involved in at the moment.
So at the moment I'm more working on Neolithic pottery, but my master's was really on the study of Roman vessels, which I completed and we just submitted some results for publication, so fingers crossed. So the idea was to try to understand how pottery was made in Roman times, but also where the material might have come from. So that was the kind of research questions we had.
So Roman pottery mainly?
Yeah, so my dissertation, my master's was on late Punic and early Roman vessels, so like 3rd to 2nd century BC pottery in Malta. But we've also been working on much earlier pottery, like Neolithic pottery, which is...
And when you say pottery, are you referring to whole pieces or fragments?
So no, since I was working on sites which are not tombs, most of the time when you find pottery, they're actually small sheds. So I was working on 2 archaeological sites, which were the sanctuary at Tasilj in Masashlok, okay, and an agricultural villa in Zeytun. So in this kind of context, you really only find small sheds. You won't find the whole vessels because people have used this pottery and then they've discarded it.
And you don't try to put it back together?
That's not the point of the kind of research that we do. Also, in Malta, it's really rare that you can actually find a whole vessel outside tomb context, which is the burial, because obviously in burial, the pottery is not being used. It's just being placed there.
It's preserved.
Exactly. If the tomb has not been robbed or visited later, the vessels might still be whole. But in any other context where people have lived, most of the time the pottery is moved around even after it's discarded. So it's very hard to actually find a whole vessel.
So I understand that now that you have completed your work at the university, you have moved on. What are you doing now?
I'm a monitor, an archaeological monitor. So that's most of the jobs in archaeology in Malta are in this industry. So it's what we call development-led archaeology. So we are the people who will be on site before construction might happen.
To inspect, to see whether there are any things that should not be moved or whatever?
Basically, what would happen is that when you start construction, the Superintendent of Cultural Heritage might issue terms of what the construction should do, like what the contractor and the client should be doing. But SCH can't do the job all of our own, so there is companies in Malta of archaeologists who will make sure that any kind of terms that the SCH has laid out are being respected on site. But we don't make the decisions ourselves, we're just there to make sure that things are being done properly, maybe investigate, sometimes just do inspections. Yeah, that's what we do.
Very good. John, ħanaddi lura għalik. L-ewwel semmejt inti illi tiċċekjaw ukoll il-materjal li ntuża jekk ikunx ġi minn hawn jew minn postijiet oħrajn. X'inhu huwa l-aktar li ssibu?
Mela, ovvjament bħala materjal li huwa fuħħar huwa maħdum mit-tafal. U it-tafal sintendi huwa wieħed mill-ingredjenti prinċipali sintendi flimkien ma' l-ilma. L-ilma nifisha ma tantx biex nagħżaw fiha x'ovvjament hija. Minn suġġa ġewwa t-tafal u parti minnha tintilef meta dana jiġi mkebbes fin-nar. Però aħna apparti t-tafal naraw ukoll il-materjali oħra li jiżdiedu flimkien mat-tafal biex isaħħaħ biex jagħti iktar qawwa, iktar resistenza lill-oġġetti li ġew iffurmati.
Ħa waqfek hawnhekk. Ħankomplu nitkellmu fuq dan, fuq il-materjali u anka materjali oħra li jintużaw mal-faħam, però qabel ma mmorru għal dak il-suġġett, ħa nisimgħu biċċa mużika għażla tiegħek, nisimgħuha flimkien u mbagħad inkomplu d-diskussjoni. Mela nitolbok tagħżel.
Mela, jiena l-għażla tiegħek kieku għallum hija l-diska Salisbury Hill ta' Peter Gabriel.
Mela nisimgħu dik il-biċċa mużika flimkien u mbagħad inkomplu nitkellmu. Ma Dr. John Betts u mistilna tiegħu Emma Richard Trimont dwar is-suġġett tal-arkeoloġija.
Choice.
l-ura fil-program nfakkarkom li qegħdin tismgħu l-program Riċerkaturi miegħi Wilfred Kennelly, kullum qed nitkellmu ma' Dr. John Betts dwar l-arkeoloġija. Konna qed nitkellmu qabel u semmejt inti illi mal-fuħħar jiżdiedu xi materjali biex probabbilment biex jisaħħuh. X'tip ta' materjali qed nitkellmu?
Mela, aħna nsibu ħafna tipi ta' materjali li jistgħu jintużaw, imma l-ġeoloġija ta' Malta hija waħda relattivament sempliċi, jiġifieri l-għażla mhijiex enormi. U hemm materjali bħal pereżempju materjal kristallin il-calcite li jintuża fuq materjal neolitiku antik, nsibu materjali bħal partita ġebra tal-Franka mkissrin u mfarkin f'biċċiżżar. Biex l-istess jagħtu saħħa l-materjal, xi kultant insibu traċċi ta' materjali li setgħu żdiedu apposta jew forsi inġabru flimkien mat-tafal jew materjali oħra, u dawn xi kultant jistgħu jagħtuna nara indikazzjoni tal-post minn fejn dawn setgħu jittieħdu. Pereżempju hemm minerali jinsemma li jismu glauconite li jinstab fejn hemm il-saffi tal-greensand fuq il-tafal il fuq mit-tafal. U dawn, minħabba l-analizi tagħhom, jagħti din jagħtuna xi indikazzjonijiet fuq il-post minn fejn se ta' jiġi. Sewwa ovvjament ridu nqabbluhom mal-ġeoloġija kemm ta' Malta u kemm ta' postijiet oħra jekk ridu naraw jekk daw ġew x'minn sqallija, pereżempju. U minħabba f'hekk aħna nagħmlu wkoll analiżi kimika.
U kif tasal konklużjoni li dawn il-materjali żdiedu mat-tafal biex jisaħħuh u mhux għax inzertaw kienu hemmhekk.
B'diffikultà xi kultant, għaliex l-iktar fil-antik neolitiku, il-proċess mhux wieħed ikkontrollat m'għandekx quality control bħallum kollox meqjus, kollox bleżat. Imma jidher ċar xi kultant li jkollok kwantità ta' frak ta' materjal kważi kollha ta' ċertu range ta' isin li dawna huma konsistenti u allura hemmhekk tibda tifhem li dawna żdiedu. Barra li jħud minn dawn sibniehom ukoll jew instabu minn ħadd ieħor anzi f'pajjiżi oħra f'postijiet oħra fil-Mediterran u qed naraw t-teknoloġija qiegħda timxi min-naħa l-oħra tal-Mediterran u tasal hawn Malta wkoll.
U allura minħabba dawn il-materjali għandi nifhem li intom tkunu tistgħu taslu iktar malajr biex tistabbilixxu jekk dak il-fuħħar u wiex prodott lokali jew wiex fuħħar li nġab minn barra so qed ngħid.
Ħlif li jinkiku ma ngħidx malajr għax trid naqra żmien mhux ħażin u ħafna drabi tasal għal indikazzjoni li seta' jinħadem hawn, sewwa seta' nħadem minn materjali li nstabu Malta u mill-inqas ta' dik bħala xi ħaġa definittiva. Jista' jkun li partijiet minn sqallija għandhom ġeoloġija simili imma mbagħad bħala regola mbagħad tkun trid tagħmel tfittix naqra iktar fil-fond u tqabbel mal-ġeoloġija. Temmek. U dak fil-fatt kien il-parti li nanalizzaw il-materjal u nqablu anki ma tafar kienu kol involut fil-riċerka li għamlet Emma.
Back to you, Emma. We've been talking to John about the research projects. I know that you were involved in a number of these projects. Can you tell me something about that?
Yeah, so we carried out two different projects. So the first one that I was involved in was my master's one, which was really about trying to understand how pottery was made in Roman times in Malta. And the second one was about the Neolithic period. So like when I say Neolithic, it's the what we call the Ardalan and Skorbei phase. So it's like in the 6 millennium BC, it's quite old. The first pottery that we actually find in Malta. And here the questions were like, how people make their pottery, do they make it with local material, and do they make choices, do they arrange the recipes, and why they might do that. So that was the main questions we were asking. Did they arrange their recipes? Did
like, they make choices?
Yeah, I mean, we don't necessarily understand how people develop these recipes, because they, like, we're looking at, you know, millennia of history, so it's a lot of doing and changing and failing and doing again. But we observe what we call technological choices. So people make choices to add, for example, ingredients in the clay to, I don't know, for example, have better thermal shock, or to they decide to make specific treatment on the surface to retain water. These kind of things we can try to unpack and understand.
And obviously there's no documentation.
No.
So you have to come to a conclusion yourself why they used or why they thought that this would have this effect, because they were not recording what they were doing, right?
No, exactly. I mean, it's a bit like a detective work. So you have the final product and then you have to try to unpack every clue that you have, the shape, the pace, the thickness of the vessel, the ingredients of the recipe, and then try to understand why this might happen. Obviously, there are reasons we can't possibly comprehend. Like, people make choices maybe for aesthetic reasons, and this is not something I can't read minds of people in the past, but I can try to offer solution or interpretation of why people might make certain choices based on the material constraints or the functional needs of a vessel. Like, if you need to cook, for example, you don't need the same pot that if you want to eat. So these kind of things we can explore. Like, that's quite clear, like in Roman times, for example, people adapt their recipe to the function of vessels.
So we understand that pottery was a big thing, because you mentioned cooking, eating, and then there were the storage.
Exactly.
So pottery was a very important aspect of that kind of life.
I mean, after people settled down, like after the Neolithic, or what people called Neolithic Revolution, I don't like that term, but like the kind of going from hunter-gatherer to sedentary society.
To a community.
Exactly, to farming societies, really. People start making pottery in the world in general, like especially in Europe. Like, this is the time where pottery appears, and this pottery would have really fulfilled most of the
mainly functions.
Yeah, most of the functions of things you have in your kitchen, like cooking, storing, transporting as well. You need to transport goods and exchange them. You're going to use pottery. Any kind of food stuff, you're going to store in that. Because metal appears later, but even when metal appears, it's not used for cooking or straight away. People use pottery to do most of the things you do in your kitchen.
And it remained like that for many, many years after that, because even today we are still using some form
ceramic,
of ceramic. And John, back to you. Nistoqsija li għamilna fil-bidu għaddejna biżbrixmi magħha kienet l-użu tat-tafa lokali. It-tafa li għandna f'Malta, l-ftit tafa għandna tafa, però huwa tafa tajjeb għal dat tip ta' xogħol u għadu jintuża.
Huwa tafal li forsi mhuwiex l-iktar faċli biex tużah, huwa tafal li xi kultant ikka reżistenti biex inħadem, imma intuża, biss issa mir-riċerka jidher ċar li l-materjali li sibna fil-fuħar huma kumpatibbli mal-għamla minn materjali li jinstabu Malta, u jidher li kien jintuża matul iż-żminijiet. Illum però dan l-użu naqas ħafna. Għal numru ta' raġunijiet, sawa aħna tafal insibuħ l-iktar fil-punent ta' Malta u Fawdex. U Fawdex kważi kull olja mill-ħafna li jittawdex għandha xi ammont ta' tafal. Imma illum ħafna minnu f'żoni protetti, ma jittistax taqbad u tmur tieħu kwantità ta' tafal biex tagħmel produzzjoni ta' kikri u plattini nagħtu każ. Barra minn hekk illum ħafna min-nies li jaħdmu tafal minqas mod kummerċjali jippreferu li jużaw taħlita importata l-esta li ma jridux joqogħdu jnatfuha, jneħħu materjali żejda, jżidu materjali oħra, sempliċement jaqbdu jaġnuha u jpoġġuha fil-forn u l-estew. Ġifieri l-użu llum huwa limitat għall-aħħar u forsi jkun hawn xi ftit li għadhom jagħmlu xi oġġetti individwali għall-użu personali. Sa xi żmien ilu kien għadhom jintużaw iktar għal pasturi u affarijiet hekk, u nsibu anki xi dokumenti fejn lejn l-aħħar tas-seklu 19 bidu tas-seklu 20 kien għadu jintuża kummerċjalment f'dak iż-żmien, imma semmek qisu hemmhekk bdew noqos.
Mhux tant il-bogħod ħafna, ġifieri qed ngħidu, però illum mhux qed jintuża. Nirringrazzjak ħafna, John, naslu hawnhekk għat-tmiem ta' din il-programm, konna qegħdin nitkellmu ma' Dr. John Betts. Mid-Departiment tal-Klassiċi u Arkeologija u mi u kellu kol Miss Emma Richard Trimo, thank you so much, Fakarklu dan huwa l-programm riċerkaturi, jiena u l-fit kien li nirringrazzjakom.